Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We're on Samach Dalet Amid Beis by 1, 2, 3, 4. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Amar Yehuda Marav. Kol Makom She'asru Chachamim Mipnei Maris Ahayin. Anything that the Chachamim asered on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do because it's Maris Ahayin. What are those things you're not allowed to do? So we had that you can't wear armor or shin guards because people are going to think, you're starting a Melchama on Shabbos? Don't do that. Or we said you can't put a bell on an animal because it's Maris Ayin. People are going to think that you're going to sell it. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because of Maris Ayin, or any time, afilu b'chadri chadarim aser. Even in your own room, even in the privacy of your house, it's still aser. Right? Now, the Mishnah Brura has an unbelievable kula on this, where he talks like this. Let's say it's pouring rain, right? Mi shenashru kelev b'mayim. Your clothing got soaking wet. Holech b'hem ve'enecho she'ishem b'yovel deschita. You're allowed to keep on wearing them. We're not afraid that you're going to squeeze out the water. Keep wearing it. You don't have a raincoat? Raincoat's different because it's supposed to get wet, right? You don't have a raincoat, your regular clothing. V'lo yish tochem l'nagvon. But you can't lay them out to dry. Mipnei maris ha'ayim. It's maris ha'ayim. Why? Shelo yach sheduhu shekivsam b'shabbos. So people shouldn't think that you laundered on Shabbos. It's putting out his clothes on Shabbos to dry. We laundered them now. They don't realize it was raining 5 minutes ago. All right. Then the mechaber says v'afiluch b'chadri chadarim. Even in the privacy of your own home, she ain't shom roin. Nobody sees that. Usher, it's still usher. Okay? Then the Mechaber says, but if you put them out before Shabbos, you don't have to take them away when Shabbos starts. They can stay there. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah says that, where is it? The Dafka B'makom, this only applies, Sheyesh Chashash, there's a Chashash, if people will see, they will think you're being over an Isser Daraisa. Kigon kan bekibus. Aval but bazeh. Afilu b'chadri chadar. Aser afilu b'chadri chadar. Masha ein kain. B'davershu Isser dirabanan. If they would see that you're only doing a dirabanan, afilu l'masha yisbru haroim. They're gonna think that. Then it's only aser b'farhesia. The huva davar zemogan avram v'taz v'shar achronim. In other words, if they would be right, you'd be violating an isa daraisa, then you can't do that even in the privacy of your own home. But if they would be right, they would see that you're violating a derabanan, that in private you could do it. So, to have coconut milk at a table with meat, that you're not allowed to do. Why? Because if they're right, you're having it's a daraisa. Milk and meat is an daraisa. But if you're having chicken, that's only an isa derabanan, that lechora, that should be mutter. Right? Yeah, it's a fair shemesh debura. Now, this is the classic shaila. Let's say you're going on the highway, you have to go to McDonald's to go to the bathroom. So first of all, it's before hesia. But if you go to the bathroom, what are they choshish for you? What did you do? You didn't do anything? That's what they're going to think? So if you're sitting in the restaurant, eating a kosher food in McDonald's, that's for sure, though. It's before hesia anyway. Right? No. But what if I go into the store, I go straight to the men's room, and I come out? So is that a chashash of maris ayin? I don't know. We pass, it's not a problem? You go in there and there are all four people there.
No, because they don't know how, that's what they do.
Right?
They don't know
how. Right, right, right. Yes, I mean, I think this is clear, it's a clear, the Farish Mishnah Brown, anyone argues on this. Right, so if you're putting out the clothing, it's a daraisa, you're not allowed to launder clothing on Shabbos. In other words, if they're right, and you, then it's a daraisa, you can't, even privately, you can't even do that. But if at most it's only a derabanan, then in public you're not allowed to still. So still it's not allowed to do that in public. But in private, you'd be allowed to.
What's the problem with the Marasayim? About me, it's on you. Who's it on? Like, what's the issue of Marasayim?
The issue is on...
What's the issue, really? The
issue is that one Jew will think another Jew is not keeping the Torah.
Okay, therefore?
And therefore, I don't know what the therefore is. So, like, you know, you have all these shilas. So the guy's on a business trip and there's no Jews over there. Right? So then what? Like, does anything change? That's like Chajah Hadar, right? It's in the privacy of your own home. Right? So what if you walk into McDonald's for a coffee? Right? People do that. Especially when they're driving. Right? So that's not a derisa anyway. There's nothing, coffee's not trade. Right? So if they think of all these questions. But those are over for Hesia. What? Right, but those are over for Hesia. It's also a different problem. And what if nobody's there? Isn't that what Chajah Hadar means? There's nobody there? Right? Okay, why this Gemara showed up over here, I don't know. All of a sudden, this Gemara right here, out of the blue. Okay, next. Tanan, we learned, lo bezug, not with a bell, afal pi shepakuk, even if it's stuffed up. V'tanya idach, and we learned elsewhere, pokekla, you can stuff up the bell, zug, b'tavara, umatel ir b'chatzer, and you can walk around in the chatzer. Now the chatzer is your private area. And yet it's mutter, right? What's the problem with the bell? People are going to think that you're going to sell it. So the truth is that it's not even a deraisa. It's not a deraisa to sell things on Shabbos. It's a derabanan. It's a xeri, you might come to write. So what? Funny thing. Anyway, the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says tanoi. It's actually a machlokas tanoim. Ditanya, shotchan bechama. You're allowed to lay out your clothing that got wet. Avalo kineged ha'am. But you can't do it in public. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, usher even in public. Why? Says Rashi. Shelo yomru, people shouldn't say, kivsam b'Shabbos, that you laundered it on Shabbos. Hai tana savar demidi demishur maris ha'ayin, mutter b'chadarim. But the other one held that if it's only maris ha'ayin, it's mutter in private. We don't hold like that. We hold it's usher in private, unless, if it's a daraisa. Okay. B'moch sheva asna. And then we said that a woman is allowed to go out with some kind of cotton in her ear. As long as it's tied to the ear. Some kind of insole in the shoe. As long as it's tied. And a moch, some kind of material when she's a nida, I guess to help the bleeding or might be halachic moch. Or that. Anyway, as long as it's somehow tied in between her legs. So, Amar Rava, no. Even if it's not tied. You know why? What's the chashash? Kivan de mois. It's mois. She's not going to carry it. Right? Baimene Rabbi Yirmiyah Merab Abba. Asasala Beis Yad Mahu. What if it's a handle? What is the handle to this contraption? So now it's not so. Amal is still mutter. It's still mutter. Why? It's still maz. Nothing changed. Well, changing is they have a handle. Doesn't change. It's still maz. It's still not a chashash. If it falls out, no one's going to put that back in. No one's going to carry that. They're going to just try to hide it and keep on walking. Itmar nami amar of Nachman bar Oshia amar of Yochanan asas Allah beis yad mutter. That's mutter. We don't hold like that. Rav Yochanan nafik be'lebe midrasha. Rav Yochanan went out with some kind of ear cotton in his ear. V'cholkin alav chaverov, and everybody said, "What are you doing?" Rav Yanai nafik behu lekarmelis. Rav Yanai went out with a shoe, with an insert in the shoe in a karmelis. V'cholkin alav kol doro, and the whole generation got upset with him. They argued on that.
Was that the ear? Is that disgusting? The ear is enough to
get out. Yeah, what's a bit? The guy's got a cotton in his ear. It's a big difference between the ear and the private area of a woman. Big difference. But Rabbi Yecheskel said that if it's tied up, it's okay. So lokasha, no. Ha de mahadak. By Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't tied. It was just fat. It was inserted tightly. And ha de lo mahadak. And Rami was talking about where it's not inserted tightly, so then it has to be tied. Then we said that a woman's allowed to go out, but palpal u begalgal melach, with palpal, which is some kind of something to remove bad breath, and melach is also for some kind of tooth problems. Palpal reach a peh, palpal helps for reach a peh, And galgal is melach lidorsheni, for teeth, or toothache. V'chal davar shenoseres tok piha, zangvila, that's ginger, inami or dirtsuna, or cinnamon. Shein tocheves.
Listen, just go back to the second thing you said.
Yeah.
That they remain in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they work.
No, mint you can't put in your mouth.
No, you can't. You can't put candy.
No.
You can't put a candy, you put sucking candy. You can't put. So you can't. You don't do that. You don't carry. No, Heter.
What?
There's a mutter.
That's the same.
I don't know how this works.
You're sucking your candy, basically.
I know. I don't know how this works. I know. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says it's mutter. I don't know how that works. Exactly. Unless we don't hold like this. Yeah, Shane next. Shane Toteves. What's a Shane Toteves?
False tooth.
Shane Shelzov or gold tooth. Rebbe Matir. Vichachamim Osrin. Rebbe says it's okay. Vicham Asir. Amr Zera. Loshan Elo Shelzov. That's only true if it's gold. Avabushal Kesef. Divya Kolmuder. Silver, everybody matters it. Why? Because silver looks more like your teeth than gold. So silver, there's no reason not to matter it. She's not going to take it out. No one's going to laugh at her. No issues. Tanya Namiyachi, Bishal Kesef, Divya Kol Mutter. By Kesef, everyone holds it's okay. Shal Zav, if it's gold, Rebbe Matir, Vichacham Osrin. Rebbe says it's Mutter, Tichacham Aser. Amar Baya, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Ben Lazar, Kulu Sfir Lahu, they all hold, Kol Midi de Miganya Bey. Anything that's embarrassing, Lo Asya Lahuye. You're not going to show it to anybody. Right? Rebbe Hadamoran. Rebbe just said you're allowed to wear gold teeth. You're not showing that to anybody. Rebbe Elazar Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Poter Bikoveles Ubitzluchias Shalpleiten. Rebbe Eliezer allowed you to wear some kind of like deodorant hanging around your neck. Because remember we learned, not going to show that to anybody. That's terribly embarrassing. And Rishon Ben Elazar Tanya, Klal Amr Rishon Ben Elazar, Kol Shu Lamata Minasvacha, anything under the hair. Basically, yatzus abo. You can go out like that because a woman is not going to expose her hair in public. Lamaila menatzvacha, but if it's above the some kind of hat, some kind of covering above the hair where she doesn't have to reveal her hair to show people, any yatzus she can't go out like that. Why? Because she might show people, or might won't be embarrassing. So you see that there's a similar idea. Okay, next, yotza b'sela. You're allowed to go out with a coin, sha'al hatzinis, which is on the tzinis. We'll see what that means in a minute. It's a wound. Habanos kitanos, young girls, yotzos bechutin, they can go out with a string, va'afilu bekismin sheba azneim, even a piece of splint in the ears. What does that mean? So Rashi says what it means is as follows. Look at the Rashi of Habanos Kitanos, the top, the first wide line, the end of the line. Habanos Kitanos, Shemenakvos Oznehen, they pierce the ear, and Ain Osin Nizam Aji Gadlu, but they don't wear earrings till they get older. So they don't want the ear to hold to close up. So Venosin Chutin, they put a chut, a string, O Kismim, or a little tiny piece of wood, Oznehem, in their ear, Shlo Yistimu Oznehem. So that the ear shouldn't close up. The hole shouldn't close up. And then Rashi says, Levi, which is his Rebbe. Then the mission said, Afilu, even, where is it? Even, Kishmin Shebozneim. Even the splint, says Rashi, Rebusa Ka'amar. It's an extra chiddush over here. Afagaf, even though. The Lav Tachshit, Noi, who? It's not a Tachshit. It's a piece of string. Urcha Bahachi. It was very common. Velo masoi havi. It's not considered a masoi. V'yesh mefarshim. There are some that hold that the chutin is shekaluos behen saira. That the strings would somehow like woven into the hair, like you see people today even have. They have a string woven into the hair. The asrinan legadula bereish perikin hasam. A gadola, an adult woman cannot wear it. Bishum deshchicha bo tevila. Because she has to go to the mikvah. So to have that thing in her hair, it's such a patchka to undo that.
What are they going to do? Like extensions?
Well, right, I know. Aval kitanos. But young girls, kids, They could wear those strings in their hair, because they're not going to the mikvah. Says Rashi, V'lashon rishon hagin mizeh. I think the first lashon's better. That what? They're talking about string in the ear, not in the hair. Chada, first of all, the ketanos nami tzrichas tvila. The ketanos also have to go to the mikvah in those days. L'tumas maga, she touches something tamei, mishum taharos. Right? V'yaf nidos nami shrichas behu. You can even have young girls that already did. It's not so uncommon. Kidatanya, Maisa Shahaya, Vidvila Kodim Lima. They put the baby in the mikvah before the mother. Mother had a baby. She has to wait 14 days, right? They put the baby in before the mother. What do you see? Even young girls, what kind of thing? No, the hair, no. Because they don't have to go to the mikvah, so they don't have to worry about that. The chatzitza, whatever, with the hair, with the string. Not true. But oh, and also, Ilu Bakitzman. Even with, what do you mean even with? Even with wood in the ear, obviously, the string is in the ear. Afilu b'kitzmenikol l'mishma dechut dinami yoznein kaimi. Right? Even the string is talking about the ear. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Aravios, women that live in Arab countries. Right? Yotzos ru'ulos, they can go out ru'ulos. I think ru'ulos is a burqa. It says a headcloth, and all you see are the eyes. What is that? What? Right, derech arevios lios otefes roshen. It's covering their head, upnehen, and their face, chutz minayinayim, except for the eyes. So what is that?
It may not be the same thing
with it. It's very similar. Right, it's some kind of head covering, but all you see are the eyes. Right? Even though that's never... Okay, next. Umadios, and the women that live in Madai, Jewish women that live in Madai, are allowed to go out. Perufos. What is perufos? Perufos is some kind of, how do they translate that? Perufos? It's some kind of, perufos means to fasten. The word perufos means to fasten. They would fasten the garment with a stone or a nut or these types of things. It means fastened, or even a coin. You know, sometimes people have like a cufflink with a coin. Same type of similar idea. By the way, v'chal adam, anybody can do that. Ella shedibru chacham v'hove. But it was these, nobody in other countries, they didn't wear this. So in these countries, that was the custom, so it's okay. But it's okay also if it's where you live. Now, parfos, you're allowed to fasten. Ala evan, on a stone. Ala egos, on a nut. Ala madbeya, or a coin. Ubavad shalo tirfof l'chachila b'shav. As long as you don't do it l'chachila on Shabbos. If it's already fastened, you can leave it fastened. My tzinis. What's a tzinis? Bas ara. It's a wound. Umayshna sela. So why do you put a coin there? In other words, you have a wound on your foot. So you put a coin there to help the wound. Ilema, kal midi da'akusha. If it's because you need something hard, mali le'evet le'chaspa, so you put a piece of pottery, ela mishom shuchusa, because it has some kind of moistness to it, the coin. And some kind of moistness. It's like damp, those, you know how coins get damp sometimes? So it's some kind of damp, moist, and it'll help the wound. So le'evet le'tasa, so you use a slab of like a plate of metal. Ela mishom tursa, and if it's because that the coin has a tzura of a person, has an engraving of the king, right, or the general, right? So le'evid le'pulsa. So then make a wooden slab and carve out the general, carve out the image. Amar Abaya, Shma Mina, Kulu Ma'alin La. It has all three milas. It's moist, it's hard, and has an image of a person. Why do you need an image of a person? There was some kind of belief that an image of a person would help heal a wound. What that means, I don't know.
It's called the placebo effect.
It's the placebo effect, right? Yeah.
It doesn't work for children. They don't understand.
Okay. Habanos yotzes b'chutin. Now, the girls go out with chutin. The girls can go out with string. Why can they go out with string? So Rashi's first shot was that we're talking about in the ear, which is the better pshat, he said. Why can they? Because I'm tashit. What is it? It's just to keep the hole closed. Comes along to the father of Shmuel. Avuah de Shmuel lo shavak lehu lebanse denafke bechutin. He wouldn't let them go out with string in their ears. And v'lo shavak lehu gideon gabe hadadi. He wouldn't let them sleep together in the same bed, the girls. And v'avid lehu mikvos biyomei Nisan. He would make mikvahs in Nisan time. U'mitzafi biyomei Tishrei. And he would make mats in Tishrei. What's that about? We'll see on Amud Beis. Now, lo shavak lehu yotzos bechutin. He wouldn't let them go out with string in their ears. Why not? The preparation Mishnah. Vanan tanan abanos yotzos bechutin. They're allowed to. So the Gemara answers, it's such an unbelievable truth. Bante davu de Shmuel ditzavun and have the strings that the girls of Shmuel used to, Shmuel's sisters, basically, they would go out with colored string. So everyone could come with a chat. I have to put string in the ear because I don't want the hole to close. But they don't have jewelry yet; they're too young. So make string. Then they started to make colored string, and it became a jewelry of its own, right? So once they started doing that, Shmuel's father said, "No. We can't have none of this on Shabbos because they're going to take it off to show their friends, right?"
Earring you take off
the shirt? No. So we said that earrings not. Remember, we said that Rashi said that earrings. Are somehow tied to the turban. It's such a too much of a pain in the neck to undo it, so nobody undoes it. Yeah, and by the way, what if the kids take it out? It's a chinuch. There's nothing wrong. They have no. It's a right. It's a chinuch. We don't want the kids learning to carry on Shabbos, right?
Rabbi Shachter used the sukkah here,
yeah,
to matter most of the cosmetic surgery that's done this day and age.
Really?
Because. It's the issue of Havala, right? But he said, here's the proof that if society accepts that you do a Havala for cosmetic reasons, they pierce their ears.
Interesting.
So it's not, so what's today acceptable and risk and considering a risk acceptable also is allowed. So,
interesting. Yeah. Right, so what do you see? It's always mutter that's pierced the ear. Interesting. Very nice. So, okay. Yeah. Next. Lo shavak lo ganai and gabi hadadi. He wouldn't let them sleep together in the same bed. Lema misayle l'rav Huna. Maybe this is a support for Huna. Damer of Huna. Nashim hamisulalot zubizu. Girls that I guess touch each other. Right? Rashi says, the bottom Rashi. Mischachachot. They warm each other. Mishum taivat tashmish. Girls that do that is pesul l'kahuna. Now, the pasul for the kahuna. Rashi says, L'Kohen Gadol. That's a big chiddush. Only the Kohen Gadol. But either way, what do you see from here? It's not usher. Even if these girls do that, it's not usher. They can still marry anybody, just not a Kohen, maybe not a Kohen Gadol. But it's not an ideal situation. And Shmuel's father said, I'll have none of that. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. Safar, he was afraid. He didn't want them getting used to having another body there. Why? Because now when they're 4 or 5 years old, it's the sister. And then when they get older, it starts to be another man. That's a terrible thing. So therefore, he said, I don't want my girls getting used to this. And he wouldn't allow it. Okay? Good? Okay, next. This Gemara is quite hard now. V'avahul mikvah biyomei Nisan, and he made a mikvah for them in Nisan time. Why did he do that? Mesayile l'rav, to Amar Rav. Rav said, Mitra d'ma'arava, the rain of the west, Sahada Rabba paras, is a big edus. Sahada means an aid, a witness. Is a big edus for paras. What does that mean? So let's look at Rashi. It's the last wide line. Rashi says, Parat, I'm sorry, Mitra b'marava, meaning rain in Israel. Paras, meyid b'davar. Paras is the witness. What does that mean? Shehu yored me'eretz Yisrael l'bavel. The rain would fall in Eretz Yisrael. The rain would descend and flow into Bavel. V'godal mimei hagishamim. From all the great rainwater. The water would flow from Israel to Bavel. That's Tosus's question. 1 minute. The Yodin b'nei Bavel, And the people in Bavel would know, Sheyardu Gishamim, Bahare Eretz Yisrael, that the rain fell in the mountains of Israel, V'smeichim Alacheihem, and they would be happy for their brothers. V'avua D'Shmuel Nami Kirav Svirulei, and Shmuel's father held like this, the Amar Pras Gadal, that the Pras overflowed, Umeimav Mizbarchin Al Yidei Gishamim, right? And it had a lot of water there. The rivers in Bavel had a lot of water, the Pras, right? Which is the Tigris. No, the Euphrates. Had a lot of water there due to the water of Israel. And therefore, he had to make a mikvah. Why did he have to make a mikvah? We'll see in the next line in the gigantic Rashi here. So just look at the second Tosfos. Pirsha Kunchis, Rashi said that Paras made Shuyur Me'eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that the water flowed from Israel to Bavel, the Godal Mimei Gishamim, because of all the rainwater. It says, V'lo Nehira. That doesn't make any sense. Sherei Bavel Me'mizrach Eretz Yisrael. Bavel's to the east and the north of Israel. V'chol HaNaharos Yodos Me'mizrach L'mayrav. And all the rivers flow the other way. Lachain, there, right? Lachain, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, this is what it means. Shayumakirin Shiyardu Gishamim Eretz Yisrael. So the other way around, since it rains so much here, and we have such an overflow of water, it's for sure going to flow down to Israel, and they're for sure going to get rainwater. Isn't that great for Israel? That's what it means. Okay? Completely just twisted it around. It rains over here in Bavel. We have an overflow of water. If we have an overflow, then certainly the water is going to flow down into Israel. And they're also going to have good water. It's going to be geshmak over there too. Isn't that great for Israel? They're going to have nice rainwater. That's what it means. Can't mean it flows, can't flow the other way. Okay. What did Rashi mean? How do you figure, how do you explain Rashi? So I saw in the Magine Shlomo says, the whole thing that the Euphrates is one of the four rivers that are coming out of Gan Eden, and the Gan Eden there is Israel. A whole, some mystical pshat. Right, the Rashi probably didn't mean that anyway. Maybe he did, I don't know. But Rashi needs a Hezber. Alright, so that's so far so good. So what's going on? The focus on the Euphrates. The Euphrates River, the Paras River, is very, very overflowed. Therefore what? Upligi, I'm sorry. Savar, Shmuel's father held, Shlo Yarbu Hanotfin Al Hazochlin. There shouldn't be more Notfin. Notfin is a buzzword for rainwater. There shouldn't be more rainwater than river water. What does that mean? Says Rashi, we're going to do a gigantic Rashi. Says Rashi, Shelo yirbu hanotfin, hainu gishamim. That's rainwater. Al hazochlin hanovim. On the flowing river, flowing water, bedrock water. Utanam b'mesechtas mikvos. We learned in mesechtas mikvos that zochlin, what's Zochlin? Zochlin means flowing rainwater. Kimayon has the status of a mayon. Then Notfin, rainwater, is kimikvah. Rainwater has the status of a mikvah. What's the difference between a mayon and a mikvah? There's a few differences. Vishaninu b'taras, in other words, if it rains, and I build a bar, and the rainwater fills up the bar, that bar has the status of a mikvah. Right? However, right, rainwater falling from the sky has the status of a mikvah. However, a river has the status of a mayon. What's the difference? We'll see in a minute. V'shinu b'toras kahanim, it says in the Torah, ach mayon ubar mikveh mayim. A mayon and a bar is a mikveh mayim. Yachal mila al ksefo. So I would think that I can go take on my shoulder. Doesn't mean literally. It means I can carry on my, I can build a bar. Vasao mikvah betchila yietar, and that would be okay. Tamad lomar mayon, ma mayon b'day shemayim, af mikvah b'day shemayim. No, it has to be shemayim. E ma mayon metar bezochlin, af mikvah metar bezochlin. So I would think that a mikvah also can have running water. Tamad lomar ach mayon, hamayon metar bezochlin, umikvah metar ba'ashborin. Mikvah can only work if it has ashborin, collected water. Uma washborin, what does ashborin mean? Dekavu v'kaimi, where it collects. Lafuke shim hitbilbo kalim derech zichiloso, kishahein nimshachin, V'yardin l'mikva v'lo also l'hem tevila. In other words, if I have a mikvah and it's raining, and I put the kelim in and the rainwater, that's not a good tefillah. Why? Because the mikvah requires collected water, not flowing water. Debar u'mikveh ksiv dekavu v'kaimi. A mikvah requires collected water. Aval novin mitarin kimoshein zochlin, but flowing water is a movi matar, something when it's flowing. Umoshchin migvo l'namuch, when it goes from high to low. Kiderech kol hanaharos, like all rivers. All rivers are like that. Hilkach, here's the kicker. So what do you see from here? Rainwater can't be a mayon, and a mayon can't be a mikvah. What are the differences? So first of all, a mayon doesn't require 40 sa. So if you have a mayon that's tiny, and you want to be toivel some forks and spoons that could fit, that's not a problem. But a mikvah, it has to have 40 sa. That's one difference. Second difference is a zav and a zava can only go into a mayon. A zav, for sure. Zav, I'm not sure about. Not a mikvah. Okay? So they have differences. Now, here's the kicker. Hilkach, v'yomei Nisan, in Nisan time, sha'naharos gedilim, mimei agshavim shalimei achorif, in Nisan, at the end of the winter, in the springtime, when the rivers are overflowing from all the water of the past winter, all the rain and snow of the past winter, and the snow is all melting, Chayish, he was afraid, Shema yarbu hanotfin ala zochlin. Maybe there's more rainwater than flowing water in this river, or in this section of the river. Maybe right here in this section of the river, there's more rainwater than flowing water. And rainwater can't be a maya. So maybe there's so much rainwater here, there's so much rainwater, that it's not a good mitzvah. It's not a good mayan, I'm sorry. There's more rain than there is live river water. And the river water is going to become bottle in the rainwater. And it won't be a kosher mayan anymore. Therefore, said Shmuel's father, listen, girls, in Nisan, don't go to the mikvah in the river, because I'm afraid. Therefore, he built mikvahs for them, they have to go to the mikvah now. In the summertime, it wasn't an issue. It doesn't rain. It wasn't a problem. In the winter, in the springtime, it was a big problem. Therefore, v'avid lu mikvos, he made mikvahs for them, dekavu v'kaimu, that are stationary, right? A mikvah. You hear?
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because it's still his mikvah doesn't have a better status than the river with
sure it does, because a mikvah can only be made out of collected water.
So?
So therefore, he made a mikvah out of collected water. There's no shiloh.
What shiloh?
There is no shiloh. That's not why he did it.
No, but the river has no shiloh, only for a mayon. The only shiloh is...
But a river is a mayon.
I understand, but so the shalit, it's not a valid mayan because it's too much rain.
Correct.
His mikvah for sure is not a mayan.
Exactly.
So why is it better?
Ah, shavani kibalti mirabin halevi. My rabbi told me that mishum safek zavos dinu. V'zava tu'una mayim chayim. A zava requires mayim chayim. The e'af shalahamed shema'usa. That can't be right. That's not right. Mishum darminan chomer mizavi bezava. A zav ta'an mayim chayim. V'zava ena tu'una mayim chayim. A zava does not require mayim chayim. Only a zav does. V'chazarti u'badakti l'farasha. I tried to figure out this pshat. V'chein b'nei k'voshe p'rashti. So says Rashi, I'm right. I heard another pshat with the zava. That can't be right. Not true. V'ruba da'alma mefarshim kinotfin kishuvin. Everyone holds like me. V'lav milsi d'tnan hanotfin b'kimik v'dai v'lei shuvin logasin. Okay. So what Rashi says is, that's not the right pshat. The right pshat is what I said. He was afraid that there's no valid mayon, therefore he made them have a mikvah. Why is the mayon better? It's not better or worse. If it doesn't matter, it's not better or worse.
Right.
It was maybe more convenient. I have to go patchko, hilchos mikvos, it's very complicated.
Right. But
so they go busy with that, they go to the river.
But the mikvah is not a mayon for sure.
Correct. It's not a mayon, but it still helps the nida.
The river also helps the nida.
Correct. But not if it's invalid.
It's not invalid.
Yes, he was afraid it was invalid. He was afraid it was invalid because it was too much rainwater. And a mikvah is not allowed to have any rainwater. A mayan cannot have more rainwater than mikvah water.
Even if it's kosher initially, like
a hoshakah
doesn't apply
to a letter. Not to a mayon. But you're really asking Tosis's question. That's what you're really bothered with. What Tosis says is, wait a minute. As every drop of rain falls into the river, it becomes batel b'shishim. It becomes batel. One drop falls in, it's batel. Another drop is batel. What's going on here? Tosis asked that question. We'll get to that question in a second. I'll do it right now. So it's in the Tosfos of Shema, the third Tosfos, there are five lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. He says, V'im Tomar, Amai Chayshinan Shema Yarbo HaNotfin. Why are we afraid there's going to be more rainwater than mikvah water, than Mayan, than river water? Lema kama bottle. As each drop falls in, it becomes bottle. K'damar Perek Hei, Meshach Levod Azar. We say this by Yayin Esach. Hama'ari Yayin Esach Labar. You have a huge vat of water. And then someone's pouring in the Ayin Etzach. Right? Afilu koli am kulo kosher. You do this all day, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because as each drop falls in, it becomes batel. Right? Kulo kosher. Damrin and kama batel. Not a problem. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, d'lo mahani taima de kama batel. That's not a good answer. Why? Kivan sha iser rabba mikashir. What I think he means by this is, yeah, that might be true, that kama bottle, but that doesn't apply if there's a majority of the bottle. When the story's over, there's more rainwater than mikvah water. How could you say kama bottle? But then what does kama bottle mean? If every drop falls in his bottle, then after an hour later, there's more of this than that. Right? And by the case of the Yayin Esach, that never happened. There was never more Yayin Esach than kosher. So then you can say kamakama. You can't say kamakama batal if there's more of the iser in the heter. You don't say that. So then what do you need kamakama batal for? Regular bittal. Every drop that falls in. And what if the more drops are full and there's no good? Oh, then it's a problem. So maybe that prompted the Me'iri to give a different shot. The Me'iri said that you don't say kama bottle on something that falls from the sky. Only bidei adam such a thing as kama kama. From bidei shemayim, no such thing. Therefore, you can't say that. You can't say kama bottle because it's coming from the heavens. What's the difference? I don't know. Okay?
So the reason he built the mikvahs were different was because of the chatzitza from the mud from the floor.
That's the second thing. That's why he made a mat. Oh. They should go onto the mat and the mud won't go on their toes. That's the second thing. But we still finished. Upligi de Shmuel, and this argues on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Nara Mikifa Nivrach. No, the river increases by itself. Nothing to do with that. Upligi de day to day, if he argues on himself. The Amar Shmuel, Eina Maya Mitara Bezochlin. There's no such thing as mayim that you can use for mikvah, ela pras, bimei tishrei, silvad, except for the pras, and only during tishrei time, right? And what do you see from here? That the rest of the time, the rainwater does make a problem. So Shmuel himself said inconsistent things. Does the rainwater make a problem? First Shmuel said no, and then he said, yeah, you can only use the pras in tishrei time.
We can mix the water from rainwater, then we can collect rainwater.
Yeah, but because we don't go on a mayim. This is talking about a Mayan. The river is.
We collect rainwater.
Correct, yes.
Why does rainwater ruin a river?
Because
that's the rule.
Because it's not collected.
That's why I read that gigantic Rashi. Parpas ala Evan, that you're allowed to make you can fasten something, a stone on the Evan. I have Amarta Resha Parfes. You're allowed to. So Amar Baya, Seifa Asa Limatbeya. The Seifa was talking about a coin. What does that mean? So, can you fasten it with a coin or not? So, in other words, the Mishnah said that a woman can fasten with anything, with a coin. Then the Mishnah said, right? Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. So, which case? So, the answer is it's a coin. So, why is a coin different than a matbea? Right? Amar Baya, b'seifa asan lematbea. The seifa goes to a coin. Why is it different? Let's just finish the Gemara, then we'll say. Boya Baya. Isha Marisha Tarim V'Tifrof Al Egos Lahotzi Livnot Katan B'Shabbat. So can we make a trick? I don't need to fasten this with an Egos. But I'll do it. So I can bring the Egos over there and give my kid to eat it. So, Tiboy Lamanda Marsham Armin, Tiboy Lamanda Marsham Armin. You can ask the question, are you in general allowed to do such a thing or not? Tiboy Lamanda Armin Midleka. Are you allowed to be my armor with a dleka, with a fire? I don't need to wear this now, but I want to save it from a fire, so I'll pretend I need to wear it. I don't need my bathing suit in the middle of the winter, but a fire broke out. I don't put my bathing suit on, I lose my bathing suit. I'll put my bathing suit on. Hasam hu de ilo sharis le azilak vuye. If we don't put on your bathing suit, you're going to think, you know what? I can't lose my bathing suit, I'm going to put the fire out on Shabbos. So to prevent you from putting a fire out, it says, all right, wear your bathing suit. It's still clothing. Aval hacha. But over here, ilo sharis le, if we don't allow the mother to bring the nut, lo azilafuke, so she won't go out. She's not going to be violated Shabbos for a nut. O dilma, afil l'man dama, ein ma'ar midleka. Even if we say you're not allowed to put on the bathing suit, because we don't allow these games. Hasam over there, derech hotza bekach. Really, it's derech hotza. Aval hacha, but by the clothing, ein derech hotza beklach. Right? This is not really the usual way of transporting things. You don't have the usual way. Amo shaper dummy. Maybe it's okay. So the answer is teku. So why is a coin different than a nut? There are four answers. The Rav Avon says, I'll tell you why it's different. Because if the nut drops, you'll leave it on the floor. But if a coin drops, you're going to pick it up. So you're going to pick it up. So it's more machna by a coin. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up by the Mishnah tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos. And a Freilich Hanukkah.